all-time greats. Former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher joins us. Jeff, good morning. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Great to talk with you as always. Well, a sparkling debut for the Nashville Cats Saturday night. You get out to a 47-0 lead over the Minnesota Myth and cruise to a 47-12 win. What'd you think of the game Saturday?
You know what? I think aside from actually winning the game, I'd like to say that we won the day.
Yeah.
The day was awesome. We kind of regrouped and went back through everything and, you know, what can we do better and this and that. And the biggest problem we had was long lines. And that's something we can fix. You know, it was so cool. I got to share this with you guys. I'm a grandpa, right? So I got a 4.5-year-old granddaughter sitting next to me, kind of middle part of the game. I took one up just to see the game from the seat, and she did the wave for the first time in her life. She's never seen a wave before. And that just kind of shows you, you know, what, just how much enthusiasm there was and just all these Cat fans they just all kept coming and coming and coming. It was really cool to see. And that's the bottom line is, you know, that's why I got into it. That's why we got into it, because we wanted to bring smiles back to the Cat fans, the old fans' faces. And then I'm sure we basically have a lot of new, you know, Nashville Cat fans that are looking forward to the next game. So overall, I was pleased. There's always little things, you know, you're trying to make do everything perfectly, and we got some work to do and some improvement. But overall, I think from the standpoint of the first one back in town in a number of years, it went over pretty well.
Coach, obviously, you know, you've admitted you're still learning about the arena game as opposed to the 11-on-11 game that you coached for many years and been involved with for many years. Seeing the game live, you know, what was that experience like for you, and what did you learn about the arena game as opposed to, you know, the 100-yard normal game that we're used to?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fast game. It's quick. It's a high-scoring game. You know, the fans, I mean, you blink and something happens. And so I feel like we, you know, our staff, our head coach and his group did a great job putting the team together. We're very, very competitive. I was told, now, again, fact-checking and all this day and age is different, but I was told that the points that we gave up in the game were like an historic all-time low points allowed by your defense. And so, I mean, again, I mean, you got to give the defense credit, but just to be able to do those type of things in this game, I thought was really impressive. The officiating crew was great. I think, you know, we can do some stuff with the
officials. Oh, the officials are always great when you win, right, Coach?
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. Yeah. Yeah. But what's interesting, this is the thing that's interesting, is that, you know, you talk about just officials in this game. There's a number of white hats in the NFL right now that have experience in indoor arena football. And, you know, this is a great training opportunity for officials, because the rules are different, the game's complex, it's different, it's fast, and it's just more and more experience that they're able to gain as they aspire to, you know, ultimately become NFL officials. So, you know, and then the other thing, I don't know if you guys are aware, but we had a player signed by the 49ers yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And that in itself is a compliment to this league and kind of a statement as to where, you know, where the NFL is and the alternative leagues. And there's only 8 teams playing now, you know, outdoor in the spring. And they're watching these games because the talent level and a lot of these indoor teams that are in this league is pretty good. And so to have a player signed off your roster, it's like, that you lose a good player, but you're so happy that happened for him. And then for the, you know, just for the players that, you know, that are in this league, realizing that, hey, the league's watching, the big league's watching these games.
Hmm. Coach, I'd imagine your game days with the Cats are a little different than the Titans and the Rams. Kind of what is your game day like with the Cats?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a, you know, from an operations standpoint, making sure this works, making sure that the officials have what they need, you know, all those type of things. I mean, for me, I've watched the practices. We've got great confidence in the coaching staff and the players and what they're doing. And this team's going to get better. But for me personally, I wanted to go out and thank the fans.
Yeah.
And I spent as much time as I could walking around, thanking people. I went up to our radio booth and we spelled Eli at halftime and gave him a little break and, you know, had a few words. But by and large, I mean, I love seeing people enjoying themselves and having fun. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Jeff Fisher is our guest, former Titans head coach, of course, director of football operations now and partner with the Nashville Cats as we bring you Cats Corner on this Tuesday on WNSR. Well, Coach, I know no matter what league you're involved in, you want to see good quarterback play. And Ramon Atkins was pretty good for the Cats the other night. 8 of 14, 161 yards, 4 touchdowns. Pretty efficient night for him.
Well, yeah, he can spin it. And we knew he could. I watched him in practice. And, I mean, he knows. He's got a great release. And that's the type of quarterback that you need. You know, I think, you know, as we were putting this all together, you think to yourself, oh, boy, we need somebody that can run around and, you know, be an added dimension with his legs and a mobility. But, no, you need somebody that can find the laces and cut the ball loose. Mm-hmm. And he did a great job with that. And in his first year in this and first time, and you know, and where the real bullets are flying in this game, I thought he did a great job. And there's he's only going to continue to get better.
Jeff, what was some of the kind of fan conversations you got to have this weekend? I'm sure they loved seeing you, and I'm sure they loved kind of being in that municipal auditorium watching the Cats again.
It was. It was a lot of thanks so much for bringing them back. And, people just looking forward to just being part of it. And if you haven't been to one, there's not a bad seat at the auditorium, and the game is so fast and it's so exciting. I mean, you literally, you can reach down between your legs to grab your popcorn, look up, and there, and you miss the touchdown pass. You know, it's just that stuff happens so fast. So yeah, it's good. I mean, I just, you know, we have such a, you know, just such a love for Nashville. And, you know, from the time I arrived here 25, 30 years ago, whatever it is, I mean, people are so engaging, and they're real, and they just want to reach out and touch and thank you and all that. And this is, again, like I said earlier, this is kind of why I got involved, because I can never repay Nashville for what Nashville did for me and my family.
Coach, short turnaround for the team, obviously got a Thursday night in my neck of the woods, upstate New York against Albany. From your experience dealing with these short weeks as a coach, what was always your approach with the players?
Well, it's short weeks are, you know, you just got to get your bodies back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing. And, you know, the players understand that. And so we ended up very healthy after coming off that game. So it's more of a recovery effort for a couple days, and then make sure that you don't have any glitches with your travel, and, you know, just go on. By the time, you know, they get into the warm-ups, you know, Thursday night, that they'll be good to go and ready, and they can rest up next week, because obviously we have, you know, another home game, and we got, you know, extra few days. So these guys just want to go up there and have fun, play well, and find a way. This team, however, the Albany team, is a very, very solid team. They've been around for a while. It's a very, very professionally run organization. We currently right now are scheduled to be aired on NFL Network. And, you know, we're just kind of hoping that thing continues and we'll be able to see it. But right now the network is slated to cover this game, provided the production stuff goes well up there. So again, the league is just coming back. It's week two, and we got a lot of good things ahead of us. Hopefully we'll figure out the streaming issues and things like that, so our fans can watch us as we get out and hopefully dominate the road part of our schedule.
Coach, I hope you don't mind, but I got a Titans-related question for you. Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
So J.C. Latham, the talk around town right now, of course, they're going to try and move him from right to left. When you were coaching in the NFL, what was your philosophy on that?
Well, I mean, there's so many things involved with that. First off, I mean, you know, you're gonna go out and you're gonna draft somebody that high because of needs and value and all those things. You're gonna have a coach on your staff that's gonna take over, and he's got, by and large, this coach needs to have experience and understand what they're doing. And there's nobody better, in my mind, to bring a young man along. And his case is going to be quick, than Coach Callahan. So when people say, you know, the doubters say, oh man, you reached that, you got a guy at right tackle, you're going to move him over to left, that's going to be a transition. Yeah, it's going to be a little different. But he's already started, I'm sure. I was talking to Brad Hopkins about it last night. Brad said, no, it's not as hard as people think. And so, you know, you just have a dominant hand and you got to, you know, obviously change. But yeah, everything changes and is different. Some guys adjust much quicker than other guys. But I don't think there's going to be an issue here. I like what they did overall. You know, obviously it all starts up front. You build your football team from the football outward, mm-hmm. and that's what they've done. They recognize the deficiencies up front. And I teased Brad Hopkins. I said, do you think they finally replaced you after all these years? And so I think they probably did. So,
Coach, last question. The Atlanta Falcons get a lot of heat for what they did, taking Penix when they've already signed Kirk Cousins to that $180 million contract, $100 million guaranteed. They gave their reasons, like they don't want to be caught in quarterback purgatory. You know, what did you think of what the Falcons did? Because they're getting a lot of heat for it. I think unnecessarily, kind of, in my mind.
Well, you know, where's the heat coming from? I don't know. I mean, the Falcons, I mean, this is the NFL, man. I mean, you're going to be criticized and, you know, you turn that stuff off. But I will say this. I think their last year, of course, across the NFL season, there were 62, 63 quarterbacks that played mm-hmm. in games. I'll take you back the year before last to the 49ers. What happened in the playoff game was mm-hmm. the championship game where they didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
So bottom line is this, they know what they're doing. Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a very, very good player and quarterback in this league. He does have injury history. And what happens in the event that Kirk is unable to play because of the injury history and his age, what are you going to do? They solved that problem, and they now have a quarterback of the future that's going to learn from Kurt. He's going to sit and watch, and my philosophy is you don't put him in there too soon. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. They want to compete, and they want to compete for a long time. And so whoever, you know, all the naysayers and the doubters, I mean, they got their own opinion. They're entitled to them, and they can voice it. But I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. They're planning for the future. They want to be competitive. They want to be top of the division. They don't have to worry about the quarterback position now, and they can address everything else.
Coach, always a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on a sparkling opener with the Cats. Good luck Thursday to the entire team at Albany, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys so much. Thanks a bit, and have a great day.
All right. The great Jeff Fisher. What can you say? He's the man.
As a kid, I was in my seat just cheering on Mr. Jeff Fisher.
I'm sure producer Debbie was glued to the radio. She's a big Jeff Fisher fan as well. All right, we're late for a break. We're back after this. WNSR.